Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She joins us right now in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, that was well said in that first paragraph.
Well, thank you. I think my feeling on this whole thing is that, you know, this is a team that really wants to go somewhere this year. They have their sights set very, very high. We've heard Freddie Kitchens say, this is not for everyone. And, you know, if you want to be part of this, you can't have any reservations about anything. So I think in my mind, I've got to the point where I think this is really not worth it anymore. It's not worth the distraction. It's not worth the negative energy that's coming out of Berea surrounding this. It's not worth talking about anymore. Sometimes I think you have to, even if you don't get exactly what you want, sometimes I think you might have to just cut your losses and move on for the greater gain. And that's where I think these two parties have reached.
Are you saying they should cut them or take less than they thought maybe they would get in a trade?
Probably take less than what they thought they could get in a trade. I mean, ideally, you don't want to cut him. If you can get something for him, that's what you want to try to do. But, you know, running backs just don't go for much these days. Mm-mm. So, but I still think that that this is not worth what everybody is having to deal with over this. And I think the biggest thing in my mind is if Baker Mayfield is going to stand up there at the podium and say the things that he said publicly like that, that this is self-inflicted and all of that, I think it's hard to go back from there. If you've watched Baker Mayfield, Baker has taken over, he's taken ownership of this team this year. And if you get on the bad side of Baker Mayfield like that, I'm not saying that can't be turned around again, but if you're in Baker's doghouse, that's just not a good place to be heading into this season. If he's going to stand up there and call you out like that, then, you know, I just don't think this is worth it anymore.
Mary Kay, was Baker within his role to go ahead and say stuff like that about Duke Johnson?
Well, you don't usually hear that. You do not usually hear a player calling out another player. But as you guys know, because Baker has told us enough times now, he's not a cookie-cutter quarterback. He's not going to do things the way that maybe Drew Brees would do them. He's not going to do them the way Tom Brady would do that. He's going to do them the Baker way. And the Baker way can be at times abrasive and, it can be stirring the pot a little bit. It can be staring down a head coach. That's what you're going to get from Baker Mayfield. And so that's who he is. And I think that you'll see some of that kind of tough leadership. If you look back to the end of last year, he basically said, if you're not all in for this last game, you might as well just go home right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and he was a rookie then. He was a rookie who had only started, you know, how many ever games at that point. So this is what you're going to get from him, and I think people just better get used to it. This is his football team. He plans on taking this team to multiple Super Bowls, and he's going to do it his way.
How does that play in the locker room, and is it – I mean, maybe the timing of it's pretty good too because – you know, you've got all the you got 2 months off before you really got to get back into this thing. So maybe some of the passion of the moment just kind of deteriorates among other teammates who might have been mad at him or may have looked at him and go, "What are you doing? Why are you calling out somebody about their money?" How does it play?
You know, I think that there's so much respect for Baker on this football team that I think he has earned in that locker room the right to say and do what he wants. I think that he is and has established himself as the undisputed leader of the team. I think he has those guys following him. That was one of the reasons, a major reason, the Browns drafted him in the first place was that leadership ability and the ability to galvanize a team and bring everyone together and get going in the same direction. So I think that the locker room respects him enough that they feel like if he said that, they're going to let him say what he wants to say. At the same time, there's plenty of people in that locker room that respect and like Duke Johnson. So I don't think that the two things are mutually exclusive. I don't think you have to be mad at Baker or support Duke. I think you can kind of do both. I think you can say Duke is doing what he needs to do for himself. Baker is doing what he needs to do to get this team going where it wants to go.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. I'm coming around to what you wrote, which is, yeah, when Baker starts talking like that and Duke starts saying things and then his agent's husband gets involved, it's just getting sticky. But you still need a backup running back for Nick Chubb or another running back to go with Nick Chubb for the first eight games. Are they high enough on Dontrell Hilliard that he can be that guy, Mary Kay? And if so, why?
They are. They really are. And that's another reason why, as I look at this whole situation and I hear Freddie talking up Dontrell Hilliard, I hear Stump Mitchell talking up Dontrell Hilliard and some other players too. When I look at that, I think, you know, for what they're going to get out of Duke this year, it's not worth this. It's not worth it. I mean, there are enough people in the organization that view Duke right now, right or wrong, as being for himself, that I just don't think they're going to reward him by sticking the ball in his hands a ton this year. So for those reasons, and for the fact that Dontrell Hilliard has really emerged and become someone that this football team really likes a lot, values, and is excited about, I just don't think what you're going to get out of Duke on this football team is worth everything that's going on right now.
Mary Kay, are you surprised that Desmond Harrison is no longer a Cleveland Brown?
No, I wouldn't say surprised. I mean, you know, Desmond was a gamble to begin with. He's one of those guys where you take a chance, and there are a number of guys on a team like this, like Antonio Callaway. You take a chance on a guy that has a little bit of a past, comes with some baggage, and you find out, can they make it here at this level or can they not? And Desmond Harrison had plenty of opportunities, and he blew it. And the last thing he did was, to miss his flight to minicamp. And, again, that just, it's not worth it to this football team with where they're going, where they're trying to go this year, to have sort of dead weight like that. If you can't get here and make a mandatory minicamp on time and you're missing a flight, well, you know, that's the last straw. So, no, not really surprised, especially because, you know, he had fallen behind on the depth chart as it is. And, you know, it's not like they were counting on him to be the starting left tackle this year. So, no, not overly surprised.
All right, so what does that do for the depth on the line? Who goes where? And while you're doing that, how about right guard? Is Austin Corbett blowing an opportunity?
No, I think what's happening at right guard is they have a really good competition going. And they said from the start that if Austin Corbett was going to be the starting right guard, he was going to earn it, they were not going to hand it to him. They have set up almost a fierce competition, if you want to call it that, at right guard. You know, people don't really necessarily notice the right guard all that much, but there is going to be a really good battle going on there in training camp, and that's what they want. And because they need that right guard to step in there and play, you know, pretty close to the level, the very high level that Kevin Zeitler was playing at. In order to do that, you've got to get these guys really hungry and ready to do that. So they have three guys kind of vying for that position right now. And Austin Corbett is the guy that ultimately I think they intended to win that job or want to win that job. But he definitely has some people nipping at his heels in Eric Cush and Kyle Kalis from Lakewood St. Ed's. And he's going to have to fight, scrap and claw for that job. And if he wins it, he'll be a much better guard for it.
All right, two questions for you. First, let's go back to Kyle Kalis. He was on the show last week. What are his chances? What give me a, and I really probably would never ask this of a second stringer or backup, but since he's from here, and I mean, seriously, what a great kid. He was on with us last week. I should say great man because we knew him when he was a kid. But what are his chances of making this team, and where do you foresee him in the future?
Well, I do think the chances are good of making the team.
Okay.
If you are spending time, you know, really trying to win a starting job right now, that's a good sign that you're in good standing with the club and that you're, you know, in line for possibly a 53-man roster spot. So I think the chances are pretty good at this point. But, you know, again, when you get down to those final few spots, it's going to come down to versatility. If he doesn't win that job, he has to be able to back up at other positions and play special teams and those kinds of things. That's another reason why some of this is going on right now. Austin Corbett has to spend some time at center, because if J.C. Treader goes down, they have to have somebody that can step in there. So that's another reason why you'll see him working at backup center. So, you know, whoever else is going to be an extra offensive lineman on this team has got to be a swing man. He's got to be able to play multiple positions.
All right, let me ask you this, too. And, you know, you've been through this so many times, and we all have. But now we see Freddie Kitchens, who's in a unique spot for a first-year head coach, knowing the talent that's on the field compared to other head coaches that the Browns have had. Give me an assessment of Freddie Kitchens after seeing his team for the first time as a full team through minicamp.
You mean Freddie Kitchens as a head coach?
Yeah, Freddie. I mean, really, that was his first run at it, was this weekend, where everybody was there, or during the week last week, where everybody was there, and that, you know, this is his team. And I got to think it was a sense of relief for him to have the guys that weren't coming to the voluntary stuff to now be there. And he's got his rookies there. He's got everybody there. And, you know, it was his first real chance to be the head guy with everybody there.
Well, he's a people person, and I think that will serve him well, because right now he's trying to bring together coaches from all over the NFL with all different kinds of philosophies. He's got all kinds of different players coming from different places. What people have to remember about this football team is this is not, you know, guys that have been together for 5 or 6 years that already have their chemistry down and their camaraderie down and are already all great friends. I mean, John Dorsey has made an extreme makeover of this roster, and these guys have to come together as a family, and so does the coaching staff. And that is the number one thing that everyone has to do right now. And I think Freddie is great at that. I think that is his forte, is to get people on board with him, which is why he handles OBJ the way that he does. I mean, does he want OBJ, to be in L.A. while voluntary OTAs are going on? No, he would have wanted him here, of course, but there is a method to his madness. First, he has to get OBJ on this high-speed train that's going on here in Berea. That's the number one thing he has to do, and I think that Freddie's great at that, and I think he's doing a really good job of bringing the coaching staff together and bringing the players together, and then Baker picks that up on the player side too, and he's getting everyone going in the same direction.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, PlainDealerCleveland.com. You can hear her with us every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, and we always enjoy her insight.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.